Varesco Energy of Riverside, California wants to build an experimental coal gasification plant in Kanab, Utah. The company was granted a conditional use permit by the Kanab City Planning and Zoning Commission in July of last year. The Taxpayer Association of Kane County has appealed that permit, citing a lack of public input and asserting that the permit violates the commission's own land use guidelines. Sky Cheney is president of the association. We spoke to him by telephone.
Sky Cheney, your group has issued an appeal. It's an appeal of the conditional use permit granted by the city of Kanab. What's the basis of your appeal?
From a general perspective, most of the people in Kanab and the businesses in Kanab are very leery about having a coal gasification plant inside our city limits. We at the Taxpayer Association have looked at the issue very carefully and believe that there are huge financial risks and also risks of pollution that would be associated with this plant. And so the legal basis of the appeal has to do with the way the city went about the process of producing the conditional use permit. And in that process, they violated both their own land use ordinance and state law that governs the way these permits can be granted.
In terms of the financial liabilities, what are some of the possibilities that you foresee?
One of the things that could happen is that Varesco Energy from California could run out of money fairly shortly because they're totally dependent on a grant from the Department of Energy. And as you know, there isn't much federal money. So They can go ahead and build this plant and then end up abandoning the plant and the toxic waste that is stored at the plant. In fact, Mr. Guthrie, who is the owner of Varesco Energy, or the principal owner of it, went bankrupt a little over 2 years ago in California. He had a business that went bankrupt. And we just don't want to have this kind of thing happen here and have to clean it up.
I see. It sounds as if there's some environmental and pollution concerns on your part as well.
Oh, absolutely. Our area in southwest Utah is known for very clean air, and our primary economic gold mine here is tourism. People that come from all over the world to the national parks and the places that surround Kanab. And so if we have a plant out here with a couple 70-foot stacks that is blowing coal smoke out of the stacks, which this plant is planned to be, most people think that that's a detriment, and they're concerned about the health effects of the smoke. In addition to that, the plant is going to have liquid toxic waste that will either have to be hauled away or treated in a pond on the site, and they're also going to have some form of coal gas ash that they're planning on putting into the landfill that is nearby.
Is there anything else that you feel is important for people to know about this appeal and about the proposed plant itself?
Well, I'd like people to know that we've been battling this coal plant for over a year now, and we intend to continue the process, and appealing the conditional use permit is just one of the legal actions that we can take to stop the plant. In addition to this appeal, last year citizens filed a legally binding ballot initiative that will give citizens of Kanab the right to vote on whether or not they want this coal plant to be built in their town. And the vote is due to be taken place on November in 2013, which is a while from now.
Uh-huh. Sky Cheney, you're the president of the Taxpayer Association of Kane County, and your group has filed an appeal of the conditional use permit granted to Varesco Energy out of Riverside, California, for their proposed coal gasification plant within the city limits of Kanab. Thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
The appeal hearing will take place Friday, February 10th at 2 p.m. at the 6th District Courthouse in Kanab. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.